Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
I hope you understood what was going on there, listeners. Some of you might have thought, pashing? A segment on pashing? Good on you, pashing. Anyway, but back to fashion. Penny, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself, do you have a good weekend?
I did, thanks.
Was it chock-a-block full of fashion?
Indeed.
Did you cast a critical eye over style and design?
I did.
The cut of the drape of the cloth? The stitch of the stitch?
Yeah. I thought we could talk about the Met Gala today.
I thought you were going to say men's slacks.
Men's slacks.
The Met Gala, yeah, what's that all about? Apart from, it looks like a big wank.
Well, yeah. So we've talked
I love living in a country where you can say that looks like a big wank, even though you're talking about it.
We have talked about it before. Like, it's basically, you know, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, it's their fundraising drive. And Anna Wintour helps organise it. I think it was her last year this year. She's been doing it since like 1995. And it's always like controversial and, yeah, people are just kind of like, they totally live and breathe it because it's like the Oscars of the fashion world, really. Except no one's
So it's a fashion world thing. It's not just a famous people thing. Kind of comes across as a bit of a famous people thing.
Yeah, well, I guess it's because...
there seems to be quite a few rappers there.
Well, I know that the tickets are really expensive. I can't remember from last year, but I knew all that stuff. But they invite the people to come, and then the designers, you know, then they fight over who dresses them and all that kind of stuff. Well, not fight, but you know.
Are you allowed to wear shorts?
I think you can wear anything, but this year's theme.
Shorts, probably.
This year's theme was heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. Yeah, so that was...
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing which I don't want anything to do with is... Well, no, that's not true. There is a... side to the Catholic imagination.
Yeah.
The Catholic imagery is, like, really beautiful if you can execute it right.
It is really amazing.
Don't have to go along. No one's talking about the religion. We get it.
It's not the religion. That's
we get
a big
it. You
issue,
hung out with
to be
Richard
honest.
Dawkins. We know.
It's not the religion.
Like,
I heard you making some comments about that on Friday, apparently. Yeah.
It's like, we know.
No, not so much the religion per se. That's another... shut that church down, man. That's a rotten church. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
It's mostly the kiddie fiddling.
Quite interesting because some people, like Piers Morgan, is Catholic, and he got upset because it's like you're using my religion as, you know, cultural
misappropriation. As Bill Hicks would say, forgive me.
Yeah. I guess one of the things I kind of often wonder about is like when you look at the costumes and you're going, oh, that's really beautiful, or you look at the best dressed and the worst dressed, like it's such a critical thing, and some people will go that some of the people on the worst dressed were the best dressed and vice versa, and so it's like it's pretty crazy. But the thing that
you must get people in the fashion industry, like in the music industry and other celebrities who think that they just, you know, I'm sick of all this. I'm gonna be the rogue elephant. I'm just gonna go I don't give a toss if I get voted worst, and then 2 years later they're just really down, they got voted worst dressed, no more sponsorships.
There's the character from the woman from Star Wars, the latest one, I can't remember what her name was, and she wore an outfit that was a little bit unflattering and the people went to town on her, you know, and it's like people, their stylists get fired over that stuff. You know.
Wow.
But then, you know, how come you can't tell if you look good in the dress?
Heard you fired your stylist.
Yeah. But like, how come you can't look in the mirror and go, hang on,
how much do you pay your stylist for a start anyway?
Was it Emilia Clarke from Solo, or are you talking about Daisy Ridley?
I don't know.
Well, girl from Game of Thrones is Emilia Clarke, of course.
Yeah, no, not the Game of Thrones one. Yeah.
Right. Daisy Ridley, yeah.
It's Star Wars one. I did see that movie. But the other thing that I think is even better is the stuff that comes from the Met Gala, like the different Instagram accounts that kind of mock it. And so I just thought I'd name a few because they're pretty funny, and if you get time, you should check them out. There's a really cute one of a girl called Ali in town, and she's like about five, and she imitates Cardi B's outfit, and she's just adorable. Like she's pretty cool.
Who's Cardi
B?
Yeah.
She's kind of well-known rapper.
Yeah, so you're a rapper again. Okay, right, see. Sort of
what's wrong with rappers?
Well, no, it's a fashion industry thing.
Yeah.
No, what's wrong
it's
with rappers?
It's a famous people thing.
I don't
thing.
Have a problem in that.
It's a famous
well,
thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's a more famous people thing.
Yeah but rappers are famous people also.
Yeah, but I thought people...
They're not
joke
mutually
like,
exclusive.
Please.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Steamrolling over my comments there.
God.
No, because basically it was a fashion industry event, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just one day... Because there does seem to be an awful lot of rappers at that fashion industry event. And it's, to me, it almost was hijacked people wanting to pump up their Instagram accounts and their and shush up their social media
there was
by
other
strolling
people.
The red carpet at the Met Gala.
Did you see Jared Leto's outfit?
He's not in fashion either.
He was wearing Gucci. Him and Lana Del Rey rocked up together looking like Mary and Jesus. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyone goes to the Pope?
Pardon?
Anyone goes to the Pope?
Rihanna.
Speaking of Rihanna, there is a kind of copy of her outfit on Genius Kitchen, and it's made like on a Barbie doll out of icing, and it's pretty cool. One of my favourite ones was one called John Drops, and he copied Sarah Jessica Parker's outfit, where she wore a complete nativity scene on her head, and he's
like once again a complete. You can see these are the leaders of fashion, can't you? A complete. Oh my god!
So this is like
that would have been wouldn't have been very awkward.
Yeah, and then
looks like she's balancing a birdcage on her head.
Well, yeah, that's what it does look like. And John Drops has like made his entire one out of brown paper and
which reminds
and
me
like metallic hearts and yeah, out of paper. But one of the
what are metallic hearts? Aren't Catherine Imagery, are they?
Well, yeah. Well, she's got hearts on her dress. I kind of thought that her dress looked a little bit like Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland more than
oh,
like
that's Ross. A shitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good character, but you know, it's done to death.
Yeah. But
I suppose if you're doing Catholic imagery, Jesus has been done to death as well.
This is true.
Yeah, quite literally. Yeah.
Do you want to read out? So there's also kind of like you know, memes and Twitter statements and things like this. Oh, and I thought this one was quite funny.
Yes, so there's this one about Sarah Jessica Parker with her nativity scene on her head, and someone captioned it: as I carried the nativity scene on my head, I couldn't help but wonder if an unborn baby can find three wise men in Bethlehem, how hard could it be for me to meet just one in Manhattan?
Plus, do you know that there's nowhere in the Bible that says there were three kings? The three wise men.
That's debunked.
Wasn't there?
No, nowhere in the Bible it says there were three wise men. Mm-hmm. It says gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but it doesn't say three of them. Funny, isn't it? Mm. So, big weekend.
Also, there's other people like Tommy Link, who he calls his dollar store.
What's he do, Tommy Link?
He's a guy that just copies what they're wearing as well. Yep. And he copied Frances McDormand, who was wearing quite an elaborate feather kind of headdress thing that looked kind of like her head was
like Mardi Gras sort of carnival sort of arrangement.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
I think that's great, those outfits.
Yeah. But I guess it kind of gives everybody something to amuse themselves for a week.
Before they try and look like each other again.
Yep.
And is there a prize, best dressed? You say when somebody gets voted best dressed, I guess the prize is endless sponsorship to the end of time.
Kudos.
Here, have a nice big plate of kudos, but that'll fill your belly.
Yeah, that my favourites were Childish Gambino. He wore Gucci, and it was just like...
Can he just stop being so utterly awesome?
Yeah, he's just like amazing.
And he's Lando Calrissian, man, in the new movie.
Yeah.
The Star Wars movie.
He's flying that with his, like, long cape.
We're just discussing what a damn solid bit of casting that is.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And, of course, I thought Susie Bick, Nick Cave's wife, looked amazing. Because she was wearing complete red velvet from head to toe.
Let's be honest, she could wear a rubbish sack and she'd look amazing.
This is true.
I'm reminded of the airport yesterday when we arrived back from Christchurch. There's a as we got off the plane, could the owner of a brown paper bag left at blah 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 a brown paper bag please come? It's pretty weird, eh? Speaking of brown paper bags. I was laughing really loud as I came out, and everyone was watching.
So, I mean, if you have the time and the inclination, I think looking at the funny kind of Instagrams is probably the most amusing.
Is there anyone that just had a great time and wasn't mocked or looked pretentious or just Zendaya had a good time?
Did you see Zendaya? She dressed up as Joan of Arc.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
To dress up as an arc would be good. It was a little,
even better.
Little
the weird thing
two
is
two by
is
two
that
animals and every, you know.
They have all these
look under my armpit, I've got look, two doves. Boop, boop, and stuff.
They also have all these things where the people are kind of running around in the Metropolitan Museum, like making videos of themselves and things like that, and it does seem quite weird, like Night at the Museum or something. You know?
They get the run of the place.
Yeah, well they obviously like have it's the opening of a show. Yeah. And then but yeah, it's just like yeah, that one's amazing.
Yeah, hard to walk in that though. What do you have? Somebody carries the train, you know?
Oh, they have heaps of people. There's actually a picture of which Jenner is it? Not Kylie, the other one pushing.
Kendall?
Yeah, Kendall pushing an assistant out of the way because she was stealing her limelight.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's so cool. I know why people like her so much. All right, yep. Thank you very much, Penny. Fashion is once again shining its beacon at us, and we are cowering in its presence.
Or laughing.
What do you think next year's theme will be?
I don't know. That guy that kind of runs it is normally pretty cool. Like, he does come up with good ideas. I don't know about this one. Yeah.
Pimps and Prostitutes is always a good one.
That would be awesome. Have Snoop Dogg be the co-host.
No, that's too easy. I'm trying to think of a good rural New Zealand social sort of, you know, theme for a social that they have, so I think.
Wife beaters.
Oh, Penny. This is enough.
And jandals.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.